Back to the record flooding we've been reporting on all morning long along the Mississippi River. It crested at Memphis at just under 48 feet, levels not seen since the 1930s. And while many of the voices who've been giving us accounts of what it's like in Memphis have been describing a relatively festive atmosphere, it's not the case for everyone in Memphis. Scott Mulholland is chief operating officer of Hope Church in Memphis, Tennessee, which has been a shelter since the very beginning of the sort of flood difficulties in Memphis. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
Who are you taking care of this morning, and how are they all doing?
Well, I think they're doing great, given the circumstances. We had initially 60-something residents when it first started April 29th, and we've been at capacity very quickly after that, 175. So we're just trying to take care of them, provide for them, and live our faith as a church.
And what are the worries of people who, you know, I gather don't have great access to their homes, which they've been forced to evacuate from? How worried are people about either total destruction or you know, having to spend the rest of the year recovering from this?
Yeah, you know, I think it's kind of twofold. Initially, the first few days, people are just happy to be safe and dry, and a lot of these are families with children, so we're feeding them and give them three meals a day and be sure there's a safe place to sleep at night. That's the first three or four days. And then after that, what we've seen is many of them trying to go back to work and leave their families here and commuting to the extent they can. And you're right. The next few weeks are going to be a continuation of sheltering and living in our church. And then after that, there'll be a transition process to another home, because their homes are totally flooded out. They've lost everything.
We're talking with Scott Mulholland, who's chief operating officer of Hope Church, which is sheltering 175 residents of Memphis, Tennessee, evacuated because of the floods. You know, you describe how tough it is for the adults, but can you give us a sense of how often in these situations, and maybe it's a bit of an irony, but it's natural, I suppose, kids really have a sense of excitement about the adventure of it all? How does that play out during the day?
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. We've got a lot of kids from, I think we had a two-week-old baby initially, up to, kindergarten and elementary kids. And you know, you're right, it's new for them, and they don't know what's going on. And we're doing our very best to bring in teachers and our volunteers. We've got 500 volunteers and our own Sunday school teachers. So they come in and play games with them. There's internet, there's TV, and we've got parks. So we're doing our very best to take care of these kids and be sure their spirits are high, because their parents, know that their life's going to be tough for a while.
Do the parents, in some sense, envy the kids' high spirit because they know what the reality is?
I'm not sure if they envy them. I think they're just, when I can tell, just thankful that their family's okay, because we just love kids being a church, and we just make a really huge effort to be sure that we're giving special attention to the kids so that, mom and dads can be mom and dads and think about what next steps are. So I'm sure there's some of that. We just try really hard to be a bridge and be a caregiver to them.
And for some of those families, the next steps won't really be taken for many, many weeks if there's any possibility of returning home at all. Scott Mulholland, thanks so much, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the time.
Our prayers with 175 residents of Memphis who are staying at the Hope Church in Memphis, Tennessee, part of the sheltering network that's taking care of the families who were forced to evacuate from the record flooding along the Mississippi River.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.